discuss episode 390. Caleb Lawrence here with the one, the only, the man whose soul dog, Lola, is snoring right next to him so loud the mics are picking it up. John Brownstone. We're sitting here starting the recording process, and there's like, we have a moment of silence as the recording starts, and she's just like... our Lola girl.
Yep, that's our girl.
She's the center of our world, but she's not the subject of today's episode. This week, we're talking about an extremely common sentiment among Kinksters, something you and I have each said in the past,
right?
About whether submissives have all of the power in a DS relationship or not. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Monday and Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at lovingbdsm.net. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite podcast app. You can also follow the show on FetLife at LovingBDSMPC, that stands for podcast, y'all, on Instagram and Threads at that handle I will forever fucking hate. Loving DS and the number one, so that's at LovingDS1, or on YouTube at youtube.com/LovingBDSM, where you can watch us live stream the podcast every Wednesday. All links are in the show notes. You worried me there for a second.
I worried myself. The way things have been going this morning with the technology, it's just...
It's fine. Okay, before we get into the topic, where we can thoroughly piss people off like we do sometimes with some of our topics, just reminding you there is still time to register and get your free ticket to the Dom Sub Dynamics Virtual Summit, April 8th through 11th. It is completely online. You can absolutely register for free. When you register for free, you get access to each of the online sessions for 24 hours. So if you can't actually attend on the day of a session or at the time of a session, you'll have some extra time. We have a session on punishments and rewards and like what we hope are practical tips and information for figuring out the right punishments and or rewards for your power exchange. Rara, who is in our live chat, has a session. Evie Lupine, Sunny Megatron, Ludo Matatas, Justine Cross, all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. The link is in the places if you have not heard about it from me umpteen times at this point and still haven't clicked that link. Go click that link and you can see what the different sessions are. So it is absolutely free. That is true. You can attend for free. You do not have to have money to do this. However, if you have the budget for it, you can purchase the VIP pass. And when you do, you will get extra stuff. You will get lifetime access to all the sessions, so you really can watch and rewatch on your own schedule. And then you'll get extra, I just kind of call them goodies because it's all kinds of different things. We have contributed to that VIP pass a workbook companion to our session on punishments and rewards. So you can take the things we're saying, hey, we think you should do this, and then actually apply them in the workbook with the worksheets. You don't have to purchase that in order to get the value from the summit. We were all told, we're like, hey, if you're providing a session, this better be actionable shit that people can do when your session's over. She didn't say it like that. She's a professional. That's how I think of it. if you haven't gotten your ticket yet, don't know what the hell I'm talking about, click the link in the places, go check it out, register for free, go forth, get your kink education on, is what I'm saying. Okay. There we go. That was the commercial. What else? Was there anything else? Probably not. No, that was the only thing, so we're going to get into this topic.
I'm sure about that.
I had the thought of us talking about this, which is for anybody who's like, what the hell? I didn't look at a title. We're going to talk about that concept, that idea, that thought, that phrase that is said, and we have said many times in the past, submissives have all the power. I read it in a comment, I think on something that I think I might have posted it to the Kinkery Instagram. TheKinkery.com is JB's shop, at TheKinkery on Instagram. Anyway, that's beside the point. And I just kind of, like, I I cringed, y'all. I cringed. And not at the person and not at their, like, what they were trying to express, but I cringed. So then I went to JP and I went, okay, I'm having thoughts about this very common expression. And he went, oh, I have thoughts too. And I was like, okay. And then I was like, what does the internet say? Which I don't let the internet guide my opinions, but I do like to be aware of what the internet thinks about things. And I came across a Reddit thread from 4 years ago where somebody was talking about this.
That's ancient history.
It does feel like it. I would love to link to it in YouTube, but I don't trust YouTube with a BDSM anything. So it will be linked in the show notes for podcast listeners. I will try to come back on Friday and put the show notes link in the YouTube description for anybody who wants to go read that thread. But literally, if you Google, do submissives have all the power in BDSM? It was one of the top results. Reddit is almost always a top result. Hmm. It's there. You can find it. So. And people had very conflicting opinions on it 4 years ago. So I say all of that to say, it's a little bit like when we talk about titles and labels. It is okay if you do not agree with us. If we're still kind of figuring out what we think, because I don't think we've ever had this conversation even with one another.
No, we haven't.
So this will be an exploration live.
Of kind.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you see it differently than we do, that's okay. It's fine. Me sharing my opinion and JB sharing his opinion and it differing from yours does not invalidate your opinion. So have your opinion. My whole thing is, when you have an opinion about something or a strong reaction to somebody else's opinion, I think it's probably good practice to like internally investigate why, or to think deeply about why you feel deeply about something. Not to invalidate it, not to change your mind, but just to kind of go, yeah, this is why I think this way. And that's fine. Okay, it's fine. I got so much feedback from the Pleasure Dump episode where lots of people really did not agree with me that I think I'm trying to, like, preempt it for this. I know that won't work, but I'm going to try anyway. Okay, so the expression, it comes in one of two ways. Mm-hmm. Submissives have all the power. Submissives really have all the control. Some iteration of that.
Okay.
We both used to say it wholeheartedly. Like, that's what we said. That's what we believed. Mm-hmm. It's not that I don't believe that submissives have power or control. I no longer feel the same way about that phrase as I once did. And so how do you feel about that phrase?
Yeah, there was a time I wholeheartedly believed in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And over time, that has now been changing, and I do not jump on that bandwagon as easily.
It doesn't feel right anymore. Like, it leaves out so much nuance, mm-hmm. and it's like an incomplete thought that, and when I hear it, when I see it, I just kind of go, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I first came into the lifestyle and I heard that, and I was like, yeah, okay, that makes a lot of sense. You know, that it's up to the submissive whether they want to, you know, submit. It's up to them. They, you know, if they want to consent to anything, they can, you know, withdraw consent at any time. They can safe word at any point. So, you know, yeah, I pretty much, you know, I was like, yeah, that sounds about right. Mm-hmm. But now, many years later, that thought process has shifted.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like a complete thought when I hear it or read it mm-hmm. anymore, because it's like the whole point of power exchange, the exchange of power, mm-hmm. is that both sides of the slash have some level of control and some
Correct.
Level of power. Now, when I first heard it, and I will not speak for all submissives who find comfort in this or agree with this, but I know, especially looking back, understanding what I understand today, when I first heard that, read it, whatever, was told that, it was a huge source of comfort, because as much as I sort of I didn't have a lot of like weird feelings about figuring out I was submissive. There's still fear there. Like as a submissive who doesn't know what the fuck's going on and what you're doing yet and who, and if you've heard of any horror stories, there's this, oh my gosh, I'm giving up control to this other human being. I'm letting them have power over me. Am I going to make myself a victim that way? Am I putting myself in harm's way? And let us be real. You can do that in any relationship type, in any flavor. Mm-hmm. We certainly hear the horror stories from submissives who have found themselves in that situation. And so I always sort of saw it as a comforting thing, as a reminder that I have more control of this situation than I think I do. And it was a source of comfort. And I have no doubt you can go back to the first few years of the podcast and we probably said it a few times as a way, I think, to remind submissives that they are not, they do not lack power. They do not lack control. This is in their control to a certain extent. But it just doesn't serve anymore because it leaves it, the implication of submissives have all of the power then becomes, you know, semicolon, dominants have none of the power. And then what and, even is the point if doms have that, no power?
And that, what you just said right there is now the whole thinking behind how inaccurate that statement really is because several people now have said it in the live chat, it is a power exchange.
Right, both people have power.
If one person has all the power,
then it's not an exchange.
It's not an exchange, right. It's an imbalance.
Right.
For it to work the way it is meant to work in a power exchange, both people have to equally have power.
Yes. And the other thing is and Rara points this out in the live chat, and this is completely true, it's a reminder that, oh, the submissive can withdraw consent at any point. The submissive can safe word, the submissive can stop everything.
Right.
And I think that especially newer submissives and certainly newer doms need to be reminded of that until they like internalize that, I guess. But it also leaves out but doms can already do that as well. That's the whole part of consent and the exchange in it is that what a submissive can do, a dom can do in the relationship part, maybe not in the roles. What a dom can do, a submissive can
do. Because I have just as much right to consent or withdraw consent as anybody.
Absolutely. And I, you know, it's one of those things that I think that when a person, new to kink or not, thinks about it for just a little bit, you go, well, of course a dom can withdraw consent. I think it's a little bit of this idea that people don't think the dom will ever need a reminder of that. And to an extent, I kind of agree with that. Are there situations where a dom gets caught up and kind of thinks that they have to keep going along to preserve the relationship or whatever? Of course. But in general, because the dom typically controls the scene, controls the moment, it's, I think, for most people, a given that if they don't want it to continue, it just won't continue. But doms are people. you're humans. And there have absolutely been times where you've gone a little farther, not in terms of limits and boundaries, but like, I think there are times that you would have stopped if left completely to your own devices and you were like thinking rationally, but you wanted me to have the pleasure, have the moment, whatever. And not in a harmful way, but you've absolutely like gone a little bit longer and not just immediately withdrawn your consent because you're the dom and you can do what you want because you wanted me to have a thing I wanted, you know? That's, I think, a very human thing as well. So, you know, it's not that every dom is like a robot and the moment they're like, done, it all stops and so they don't need the reminder that they can withdraw their consent. Quite frankly, we spend a lot of time reminding folks that doms get to have safe words too. Does a dom use a safe word as often as a submissive? Maybe not.
No.
Because again, if you're in control of the scene, you can stop the scene just because you decide to stop. But there are times when you're both engaged in an activity, the stopping of it, the thing that causes everything to stop is the safe word, regardless of who it comes from. So the extension of, well, subs have all the power because they can withdraw consent and they can use their safe word. It, when you say that, you as the general you, not you specifically, when that is said, it in a weird way implies the dom doesn't have any of that. And that is one of my problems, I think, with it.
I have stopped our scenes a number of times when I did not get a response from you like I should have.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, you know, did I actually use a safe word? No, I just stopped the scene.
Right, you exerted the control power you had to just make it stop.
So, you know, and have I used a safe word between us a few times? Yes.
Sure.
You know, but, you know, yeah, if I see something that is not right, I'm going to call the scene.
Sure.
You know, regardless. So, you know, yeah, there is definitely an equal balance of power.
In that sense, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I had a thought and it just decided to flitter away. Holy shit.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, same. So I think that expression is a source of comfort for new submissives.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, this is the thing. This is the thing I was thinking. I think it sugarcoats a thing, or maybe it doesn't sugarcoat. Maybe it says a thing that there are people out there that would go, that is fundamentally untrue, and here's what I mean. Real quick, consider this a content warning for a very brief mention of the idea of abuse. Skip ahead by 5 minutes, or mute for a few minutes, or whatever you gotta do if that you don't hear that. Let us be fucking for real, okay? In an abusive situation,
mm-hmm.
a submissive can call their safe word and withdraw their consent.
And nothing's gonna...
All they fucking want.
Right, and it's not gonna stop anything.
And if that motherfucker's abusive, they're not listening, they don't give a fuck. So at that point, a human being in an abusive situation loses control and power because the other person's not respecting it. You have power, whether you're the dom and you're in this power exchange, or you are a submissive who can withdraw their consent and safe word out and stop everything. You have that control and power because the other person respects your humanity and respects your consent. It's the only reason you fucking have it. So there's a part of me, and I would not want to completely eradicate this line of thinking for this, but I think that it's one of those things that it's a little naive sometimes, because the very, you know, real thing is that doms and subs alike, but we often talk to submissives about red flags. Submissives can find themselves in an abusive situation, and because of the power that dom has taken, or they've granted and tried to withdraw, but the person's not listening, you know, some seriously bad fucking shit can happen. And I'm pretty sure a person who's found themselves in that situation did not feel like they actually had power, or that their power was being respected. And if a person is abusive and isn't going to respect it anyway, then it's a meaningless statement. You know, you have power because the other person, and I don't care if we're talking about power exchange or we're talking about consent, you have that because the other person respects that. Should all people respect that? Of fucking course they should. Most people do. It doesn't take that many to fuck it up for all of us. And so you have to be aware that, you know, it's sort of like, and to a lesser extent, maybe to the same extent, I still don't like to call abusive doms doms, right? To me, they're air quote doms, because that's not what I would consider a real dom. However, I have absolutely lurked on enough conversations in community spaces where people are like, they are dominance, they negotiated a power exchange, and then they abused their power. They're abusive. So when we say that's not a real dom, where, you know, people have made the point, and I can see that point, where you're erasing the fact that, no, these people are engaging in power exchange badly, criminally.
Yeah.
So instead of saying, oh, those aren't doms, those are abusers, they're abusive doms is what they are. And those people exist. And, I don't want everybody walking around scared, but I do think we have to have our eyes wide open. I mean, we've just spent too many episodes, too much content, too much time talking about red flags of doms specifically, because a red flag carrying dom becomes an abusive dom. Sometimes with almost no thought and without even lifting a fucking finger, because of the power exchange.
Mm-hmm.
And submissives have more power and control than they realize. I think that is the statement. But to say, well, you have all the power and control, I'm like, talk to somebody who's been in the violent situation, in the scary situation. Pretty sure that's not what they were feeling at the moment. I don't want to speak for anybody. But, you know, It's a blanket statement with no nuance, and that's my problem with the statement. Mm. That ultimately is my problem with the statement.
And I think, you know, a lot of things are slowly coming that way, you know, that they don't cover the nuance. And I absolutely agree. You know, it was mentioned in the chat earlier on, and it makes absolutely sense. Same way as, you know, when I first came into lifestyle, safe, sane, consensual.
Sure. And you and I still kind of use that, but we add nuance to it. We use it amongst each other as shorthand, mm-hmm. but we do not tell people anymore safe, sane, consensual.
Yeah.
We add the nuance to it.
Yeah.
You know.
So, you know, even that has kind of, you know, phased out, so to speak.
It's phasing. I think this is actively happening because, quite frankly, there will always be people who either are not online enough or who are doing their own thing at home and not going to out in the community a lot, who they learned it a certain way 20, 30 years ago, and they'll just keep doing it that way until they're gone from this earthly plane, right? So it's happening actively. I think online, the people who are engaging in BDSM discussion and the life and whatever they want to in good faith, those people online, it's phasing out there. I think community-wise, it depends on the community. It depends on how much new information comes into that community, how much new blood comes into that community. We have absolutely gone to community events where you, in your early 60s, you're like, well, shit, I just brought the average age of this room down by a few years. Those folks, and see, older people can absolutely, like, change with the times and learn new shit, but have y'all ever been kink or otherwise in a group of older people who were not about changing?
Yeah.
You feel it. Like, it doesn't take long. You have one conversation and you're like, okay, you're still in like the 1980s. Okay. Sure. I don't want to Pollyanna and gloss over the fact that while, yes, these things are changing, there are plenty of people who hadn't gotten there yet.
True.
And so you still hear these things, and they're still going to crop up. And, you know, I think it's good to kind of know where people come from, but also... Yeah.
And I think the difficult part in this, too, you know, whether it's safe, sane, consensual, whether it's risk-aware, consensual, kink, you know, talking about rack, or any of those, you know, no matter what you... use, you know, even to say submissives hold all the power, you know, no matter how you title it, there's always, you're never going to be able to encompass all the nuance of everything.
Of course not. No, I agree.
So, you know, that is something that's difficult too.
And I think that's where, but I think there's a balance, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think a blanket statement like submissives have all the power, if it provides somebody comfort in their early days of submission to know, wait, I'm not powerless here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have control?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like say it should never be said ever again if it provides that. I just think that the conversation shouldn't end there. But we live in an online world where people read the headline. They don't even read the subhead, let alone the article.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
So it's like, okay, but I can add 3 words to that. Maybe not 3. I haven't counted.
Mm-hmm.
And make it more nuanced and make it mean something. Submissives have the power to revoke their consent at any point. That was more than 3 words. But you know what I mean. Like, you shift it a little bit, and it's still not all of the nuance. Of course not. But it is what we mean when we say submissives have all the power. I think most of us mean. If somebody means something different, I'm going to need you to share. Because everything I've read, everybody goes back to, well, submissives can decide that they're not going to do this anymore. Submissives are the ones that grant the other person control. And I used to say that, too. And it's true, but the dom consents to take the control. How many times have we told somebody, you can't make somebody dom you who doesn't want to dom you? So grant that submission all you like, but if they don't take it in their hands.
You can lead a horse to water and you can't make them drink.
Right.
You can lead a dominant to a submissive, but you can't make them dom.
If they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it. Just like the, again, newbie subs need to be reminded sometimes, if you don't want to submit to that person, you don't have to. You know, it goes back to all the conversations we have to have about, you know, I'm a sub, not your sub. Like, look, big D wannabe fucking doms, don't walk into a space online or in person and expect a submissive to bow down to you because you call yourself a dom. That's not how this works, right?
Yeah.
So if that works there, it works in reverse.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I feel bad that a phrase that meant something to me years ago, and that I know even to this day means something to people, every time I hear it or every time I read it, I just it's a cringe. It's like, no, that's not quite right.
And see, that to me shows an element of growth, an element of having learned and continuing to learn as you grow in the lifestyle and, you know, are open to new things. You know, it gets me sometimes when I hear people, well, you know, that's not how it used to be. This is how it was, you know, there was a time in lifestyle, this is how things were done, and you know, we didn't deviate from that. Yeah, okay, good, but you know what? Where is the growth coming from? If everything stayed the same, it's going to be stagnant, and eventually it's just going to, go the way of the dinosaur. Everything is fluid, and it is going to change and evolve with each new generation that enters in.
And here's the thing, when things stay the same and do not change and evolve, it usually benefits some power structure.
Yeah.
It benefits the type of dom who is of that thought, school of thought, where I say it, I get it, I want it, it's given to me. I think most of us recognize that outside of very narrowly negotiated power exchanges where both partners understand what the fuck they're getting into and they have mechanisms to get out of it, that in general, that line of thinking is usually just toxic. It's an abuse of power. But there was absolutely a fucking time, and there are definitely still people out there who follow that. And that's the thing. The moment we actually start talking about and remind, and we've been doing this for years, this is not new, talking about, hey, submissives don't, have a lot more power than you're acting like they do. The power structures that be that benefit from a submissive thinking that they just have to do whatever their, dom tells them to, they're the ones that are losing out, because what if those submissives would not fucking choose to follow them? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I think I don't think that's a huge part of it. I think that's a very small nuance there, a subtlety that does not, is not impactful to everybody. But every time I think about the people in the world to go, I want things to go back to the way they were, I'm like, do you? Do you want to go back to a time when, certain people didn't have all the rights that they even do now?
Yeah.
Like, it's almost always when somebody says, these things shouldn't change, we should go back to the old way of doing it, there's always a somebody who benefits from that. And they don't think they benefit from the new way. They think they've lost power in some way. Yeah. When what they've got is that people are like, actually, no, I get to tell you to fuck off is what I get to do. You know what I mean? So I'm pointing that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. So... I don't know. It's it's interesting.
You know what? Here's another thing I'm thinking about why this. I won't go so far as to say it gives me the ick, but it's close to giving the expression is close to giving me the ick.
Okay.
It sounds like a truism.
Mmm.
It's not quite one true way, unless you dig your heels in and go, oh no, that's always true, and I won't even entertain your objections to the expression. It sounds like it's a truism that's like supposed to be a blanket thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing in kink is a blanket thing other than fucking consent and the need for communication, right? Like,
well, you have your foundation, which is consent, trust, respect, and communication. That is your
sure.
foundation for kink or any relationship, really.
Should be. But that's my point. When you go, well, submissives have all of the power. Not only have we taken the new ones out, it's a declaration. There was a way I wanted to say that and it was going to come out wrong. It's a declaration of what is supposedly true that everybody just knows is true. That is like skirting the line of one true way. Mm-hmm. It's not quite there because it's not saying, you know, you have to believe this, like you the submissive. But it's like right on that line for me. And I'm just not a fan once we like suck all the nuance out of a thing. Because very little in life follows the declarative statement. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to go back to the thing I said at the top. That statement has given a lot of people comfort.
Sure.
That they are not powerless. Mm-hmm. And for even DOMs, that they're not abusing someone. And the thing is early days in your kink life, if you're having those worries, oh my God, as a Dom, am I abusing this person? Oh my God, as a submissive, mm-hmm. am I allowing myself to be abused, right? In a consensual relationship, right? If you need a sort of no nuance blanket statement to feel more comfortable about what you're doing, I would not necessarily take that away from somebody because those fears will hold people back. Yeah. But it's sort of like when you're learning to read, you just see big letters everywhere, the big A, and then you learn that actually an A can have like 85 sounds or something.
Right.
Like, the more you learn, the more nuance you can add to it. It's just, I think it's one of those things where people hear it and it gets said often at the beginning of somebody's kink journey, and then nobody ever goes back and is like, but actually... now that you don't need that comfort anymore, let's talk about this a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, because in the years since we've been not doing kink, but doing the podcast, I've seen things change, and I just don't spend enough time on online kink spaces to see these changes firsthand. So if a change trickles down to me, it's a pretty massive change.
Mm-hmm.
And one of those things is talking about... you know, not treating a Dom like a kink dispenser. And quite frankly, the first conversations I ever saw about that were female-led relationships with female Doms being treated like kink dispensers, because typically a male sub would just rock up and be like, here's my list of demands, you know? Yeah. And that's where I saw the conversation start, which makes complete sense to me. And then I've seen it evolve over time because it happens to all people of all genders who happen to be Dom. There will be somebody who's like, oh, I want you to Dom me, but here, I don't care what you want. Here's what I want, right?
Here's my list of requirements.
And this, you know, maybe it's only obvious to me. I hope somebody's following my train of thought and can see the connections. These two things are kind of related to me. The more we go, hey, wait, a Dom is not a kink dispenser. Just like we've spent all of our time and all these years warning submissives away from the abusive Doms. Here, look for these red flags. Run, get the fuck out when you see this or when this happens, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how dominance is supposed to be. But
right.
There's also, you know, so then a statement like submissives have all the power can offer comfort. But what a statement like submissives have all the power miss is, well, if you have all the power, then now your Dom is just a kink dispenser.
Yeah,
that is all they are, and that's not right.
That's
either.
Not right either. No,
exactly. And I think that's the other thing. When you make a declarative statement like that, it's like, okay, well, let's take this to its logical conclusion. If this point A is true, what does that mean about point B, C, D,
because
and E?
Because I am not a Pez dispenser.
I mean, I could find that sexy if you would like to. I mean, I know which button to push to get the treat to come out.
Oh, goodness.
I'm here for that. I don't like role play, but dip it in sugar. I will treat it like a Pez dispenser. That is completely off topic, but we've been getting our fuckery on for the past few days, so sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm an adult, grown-ass woman with a...
It's all those books you're reading.
Yeah, oversexed 18-year-old in my head. Sorry.
So.
Yeah, and it, you know, in the live chat on YouTube, Rara, especially because Rara started out going, I have thoughts about this statement as well. She's been pointing out other blanket statements that,
sure,
you know, are just not true as well. One that kind of, in a weird way, is like the other side of the coin of submissives have all the powers. Mm-hmm. Submission is a gift.
Yeah.
And I actually have not paid any attention to the discourse of, well, if it's a gift, you can't take gifts back. I get that thinking, but and why that, is it a gift? I don't know. Is my submission my gift to you because I give it to you? Mm-hmm. It feels like a gift because it makes me, I think, a better human being. It makes our relationship something it couldn't be without it.
Ergo, but then my dominance would be a gift to you.
And that's the thing that gets left out. But also, if submissives have all the power, then how is submission a gift? Right? Yeah. I'm not giving you anything. I have all the power. I've taken all the power. So what the fuck am I giving you? I mean, permission to look upon my presence? I just feel like that's not very submissive of me. No. And that's personal opinion. That don't make me feel submissive at all. Okay? Does the sassy part of me kind of like find that humorous? Sure. But the submissive part of me is not, I'm not getting any of those buttons hit at all. I'm just saying. But it also feels like they're incongruent, you know? But that's where we come back to truisms, because they don't have nuance. And people will absolutely say, on the one hand, submissives have all the power, and then go, but submission is a gift. Which is it? Pick. Mm-hmm. Because those don't go together.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, why do we say submission is a gift, but dominance isn't? They're both gifts to each other. We can revoke them. So I guess in the literal sense, they're not gifts.
Right.
But I have taken a gift back. If you don't use it well and you hide it in your closet, give it back to me. It's fine. Okay? Now, that could just be my neurospicy bitchiness. Like, I just don't see the point, right?
that's a Scorpio bitch from hell talking.
I mean, I get the thinking behind, wait, if this is what a gift is, then, you know, you don't take away a gift. Treat it badly, hide it in the closet. I'll take it back. It's fine. You think I have not taken a gift back? I'm so sorry. You must be new here and you haven't been paying attention. But I do get the thinking. I'm not trying to play down the thinking of, you know, to say submission is a gift implies that it cannot be taken back, and so therefore that implies that you cannot withdraw consent, and of course you can.
You can, yeah.
I just find, I'm just fascinated by how it's a gift, but also you have all the power. I feel like that's an identity crisis waiting to happen.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And Cody says in live chat, dominance and submission are privileges. And that is a fact.
I think that is closer to
because
it.
Because nobody is owed. You are not owed my submission. I am not owed your dominance. You earn it from each other.
It's not something you say, oh, I'm a dominant. I deserve your submission.
Believe me, there are those who feel that way. But they absolutely suck. Okay. They fucking suck.
doesn't mean it's right.
True. I like to point that out because it shouldn't be that way, but those people exist. And then what happens is a little baby sub finds them and is like, is this what dominance is?
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, sometimes, but that doesn't make it good power exchange. It doesn't make it healthy power exchange. I mean, you know, and when you have a dom with that kind of attitude, let me go to that little subby. Do you feel like you have all the power in that situation? Probably not.
No, probably not at all.
Right.
And again, you know, it's like anything else, there has to be balance.
Mm-hmm. And it's a constant, like, I don't want to say struggle, but it's a constant push and pull to find the balance.
Sure.
Because some days I need you to be more dominant and take more control, and some days you're like, actually, I've got a base level of dominance you're gonna get, but I can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And sometimes you need me to be more submissive, and sometimes I'm like, I love you so much, but also, you know, and it's not about not wanting to be in the power exchange, or there not being a power exchange, or not, you know, caring about each other. It's about what you have to give. It goes back to the episode where we were talking about, you know, our relationships really 50-50 or whatever. It's that kind of natural push and pull.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even that sometimes. You know, there are days, you know, I may be able to give 80%.
Right.
You know, then there are days I may only have 30% to give. You know, it's never...
True. And we kind of touched on it in that episode, but a lot of people say it a lot now, and they said it during that episode. if all you have is 30% and you give 30%, you gave your 100%. Mm-hmm. 100% just didn't look the same as it did the day before.
Yeah.
So I feel like we've gotten really off track. I really feel like I needed this episode to have a good 20 minutes to just bitch about that expression. Not like a genuinely angry rant, because again, I think that that expression comes from a well-meaning place.
Yeah.
I think that it has absolutely been useful in providing comfort to people who need it, who worry about what the fuck they're doing. Mm-hmm. Because we all have to start from somewhere. And when you start with the basics of something, 90% of the time there's no fucking nuance. There's no details. It's just I need to kind of get my arms around what the fuck this means. And if Dom or sub is worried about, oh my God, what does it mean that I'm submitting? What am I getting myself into? What kind of danger am I walking into? Am I, you know, causing harm, or am I putting myself in harm's way? Having the comfort of a simple statement like that can be the thing that allows a person to move forward. I just think we can't stay there, and I think there just needs to be more conversation
That is no different than coming into the lifestyle as a new person and saying, okay, this title fits me, and that title fits me, and that explains who I am. And then 4 or 5 years down the road in the lifestyle, oh wait, none of these titles work for me anymore. I'm simply a person in a power exchange.
Right.
You know,
or I'm not this label, but this label fits better. Or that thing that I thought I would never want to try, never want to do, never let near me. Oh, actually, it's this thing that I feel drawn to. And that's part of it, because you, in the early stages, you learn the basics of the basics. You barely know anything, but you know enough to move forward. And that's all you need, is enough to move forward, hopefully in a risk aware way.
Yeah.
And it's as you grow and learn that then you can take on the nuance. And this is a human thing. This is not just a kink thing. Although we see it a lot in kink. It's because it's a humanity thing. Holding on to those truisms as if there is always a black and white answer, a yes or no, a binary of this is right or this is wrong. That is a very human thing to do, but that doesn't, we need to rise above our base selves.
And
that's
the thing.
Why people will hold on to that sometimes.
Nobody likes change.
Yeah. And especially, you know, if that change comes from what you believe to be true, that you wrapped around yourself for comfort and your identity in the early days, and now somebody is telling you, well, actually, that's not quite right, even if that's accurate. It feels like an attack. It feels very personal.
Yeah.
Again, I get why it happens, but we have to constantly try to, you know, be better than our most base selves. It's just it's just how that seems to work. And I just think if you are a person who is capable of learning 85 new ways to do the same kink that you love, then you are a person who is capable of looking at something you learned on day one of your kink life and going, well, actually, yeah, we can tweak that doesn't fit anymore. That doesn't suit. There's a better way to say it. Or, oh, let me think about this more deeply. Like, come on, y'all. It's the same skill, just done in a different way.
Yeah.
I think it is uncomfortable for some people, because you're right. Change. I don't like change. Y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all will just send myself into a tizzy and need to be in the bed clutching pearls. I hate change so much. But also... But also, I want to be the best version, especially in our kink relationship. I'm more in tune with that than maybe any other part of my life. I want to be the best version of myself I can be. It does help that we do this for a living. We think about these concepts for a living. Most, like, typical kink people are not thinking this deeply all of the fucking time. And there will always be a part of humanity that wants the simplest answer and is not comfortable with an answer that is, it depends, or, well, not quite, or actually, let me add some nuance to this. And so then you will continue to have people who, you know, are going to keep saying it and will defend it with everything they have. And let me go back to the thing I said at the top. If this statement means something to you and it provides comfort, it feels right to you. I'm not here to take that away from you, because I can't. This is a... come on, y'all. That's not how this works. I am not the kink police. Would not want that job, by the way. But I do think that it is worth thinking about these things. Think about the thing you don't agree with so that you can explain to yourself why you don't agree with it. What might happen is you might change your mind, and that's okay too. Changing your mind is not a sign of weakness. It is actually a sign of strength and growth.
Right. Yeah.
You learn, learn more, you can do better. You know more, you can, you know, you can grow. This whole, I mean, we did the episode about this being a journey or a path, and yes, we all kind of gagged at the cliche, but it is fucking true. But you have to be open to that. You have to be open to change. You have to be open to growth.
Absolutely.
And I think if you're going to, and I think I, this, I've tried to do this for myself. I'm imperfect at it because I'm a people too. Mm-hmm. If I believe a thing that other people disagree with, and I believe it staunchly and I'm not changing my mind, all I'm going to do is go, okay, why do I believe this so staunchly? And for myself, what are my rationalizations? And if you can do that, if you can look at the other side of an argument and go, yeah, I still reject it, and here's why. And justify it to yourself. You don't justify it to me. You don't have to justify it to JB. You please do not try to justify it to the online commenters on a place like a Twitter or a Reddit or Jesus Christ. But I mean, you can if you want to. I don't like that kind of stress in my life. But
sounds like personal hell to me.
I just, you know, I think we get stronger in our beliefs when we can look at the other side of them and go, okay, I still disagree, but you know, here's why I feel that way.
Yeah. Yep.
But I also think there are some sentiments it's okay if we put to the wayside. You're not betraying your earlier kink self. You're not betraying other kinky people by going, yeah, that maybe that's imperfect and that's not quite right anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, I just, I don't
the
know.
The kink police are going to take you away.
Nope. Maybe one day you can put out an air quote album of all the ways you want to kink up music and just sing your little concert in your little microphone by yourself. I will have to be not just in another room, in another building, probably in another town when you do that. But if it makes you happy, I support it. Could I just keep saying the same thing 85 times in a row and go round and round? Sure.
Sure.
I think that the expression, submissives have all the power, is incomplete. It does a disservice to what power exchange is.
Correct.
I think that it serves a purpose until it doesn't, and I think that it, what a person is trying to say when they say that is just more nuanced than what they're actually saying. Because when you say one thing, it's like, okay, but what aren't you saying? What are you implying when you say that? I mean, I can get myself riled back up over the pleasure dom thing, because that's it too. When you say, when you call something this, the implication is that other things are not that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So submissives have all the power, doms have none. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
I like what Rara just put out there in chat. It's the Council of Kink Elders who police everyone.
I don't think I'm qualified to be on that council.
I mean, I could, but I don't want no part of it.
I know. I could be the jester, the court jester for the council. Speak truth to power, but, you know, do it in a sassy way, much like I do now. Okay.
Okay.
I think I've made my point. Is there anything you would want to add?
No, I think we've pretty much summed this all up.
Okay. I'll give it a few days. We'll see how many angry, annoyed, and like desperate to be understood, which I respect.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe we'll find that more people agree with us than not.
Here's the thing. I always find it weird when it does feel like most people agree with us. I'm like, oh, wait. Oh, okay. What I think is that when people disagree with us, typically they don't disagree so hard that it hurt, that like they're bothered by it.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, I'll find a topic where people really don't like not agreeing with us. And I just want to say, I'm not making light of the fact that if you disagree with us, it is your right to disagree with us. But you don't have to convince me of why, you know, the way you see it is the way you see it.
Yeah.
It's fine. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Hmm.
So I guess we can do bonus section. What were words? I lost them. I kept all the words for the topic, done with the topic, lost all the words. So I guess we can do a bonus section.
All right. So are we good?
We are chaotic, if nothing else.
As always.
As always. Mm-hmm. Keep it kinky, y'all. And we'll see you next week. Can I talk to the crickets, please?
Go ahead.
podcast listeners, you, unless you venture over and decide to look at the video, you can't tell. I'm going to say something to the YouTube folks that I said at the top of this. I'm going to say it again.
Mm-hmm.
And for a podcast listener who's like, I'll go check out the YouTube, this particular video does not look like it normally does, and we know that.
Yep.
And I hate every second of how bad it looks. It stresses me out. But we had tech issues that we'll have to spend time figuring out.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on our webcam. That really only is good quality when it's like way close.
Because that's how, that's what it's
but
meant.
To get us both in frame cannot be. So it's fine. It's fine. Did I pick this topic so I could just fucking rant? Not on purpose.
Probably.
I think I thought I had more to say, but really, it's simple. Others might not think so. That's fine.
Excuse me.
I have something because I do this now apparently almost every week. But before I start doing that, did you have anything you wanted to talk about in the comment section? I am reading a new series that I fucking love. Okay, where's my phone? I kept my phone by me so I could actually tell people. Oh, look, okay, one of my prescriptions came through. So I can actually tell people what fucking series I'm reading. Okay, the series is called the Emerald Lakes series. What is this author's name? Britt, B-R-I-T-T, Andrews. Okay. It's very magical. We're living in a contemporary world, but magic exists. We've got a witch and her multiple men. It's funny. It's sassy. It puns abound. The sex is hot. The magic is interesting. The series is complete. So the book's doing on a cliffhanger, but you got a whole series. It's available on Kindle Unlimited. Okay, blah, blah, blah. Here's one of the things that makes me so happy about the series. So I have absolutely fallen into the why choose, also still called reverse harem genre of smut, okay? Yes, give me the ability to read about somebody who doesn't have to fucking pick. I'm not here for love triangles, I'm not here for the eggs, no. But here's what's been happening in all the other why choose smut I've read lately. In these universes, I read Bear Shifters, I read Dystopian Future, where there's only so many women for men, and these were multiple book series, so over the course of 4, 5, 6 books, we're talking 30 plus men sometimes, and somehow in those series, and in those universes, all the men were straight. Just always straight. Not a bisexual, pansexual, whatever person among them. And I just was like, none of them are into each other? What? And this one? Whew. There are so many pairings of people. And openly so. This particular series, the Emerald Lake series, two of the guys, most of the guys have been friends like their whole life. Two of the guys have like some complicated feelings for one another because trauma, but they are very much power exchange. Now, it's not always healthy power exchange, and it's not always happy power exchange. Yeah. I have a podcast they could listen to. Also, this is one that did not sell itself to me as being kinky, but it does have kink, and it's like, I'm here for the kink. Lately, that's the other thing I've been reading. People are like, oh, this is really kinky. He's really kinky. One did a buildup of this character being super kinky. You have to watch him. It was one of my white chooses. And he basically gave her one command and then
That was it.
That was it. I was like, I am not the target audience for this. I'm just not. Because if you're going to call yourself kinky and, oh, he needs control and he needs power, then you're going to have to show me the control and power. If you think kinky and control and power is a single command in 5 pages of fucking, I am not the reader you were seeking. That's what I'm saying. But yes, I'm here for the Emerald Lakes series. Is it perfect? Probably not. I'm so into the story and the sex, definitely the sex, that my writer brain's not thinking about how it's constructed. There was one series I started reading, and I was like, this isn't bad. This story's kind of good. But I kept going, oh, should the author have written it that way? Oh, I would have said it this way. And I went, I can't finish the series because I'm not reading the story. I'm thinking about how I think it needs to be edited and rewritten. That's not fair to that writer. We're not doing that. So yeah, I'm just saying, if you like all the partners, all in different pairings, and not just pairings, in trios and quartets and all the body parts just bumping into one another. Mm-hmm. I already told you. I'm like, and see, I can't tell you too much because it would accidentally give you all the spoilers. So I'm just saying, it's why I choose. She's a witch. She's plus size, like actual, like the way she's drawn on the cover and then the way she's described. I'm like, another one where I'm like, oh, I recognize that body type. And yeah. And they manhandle her. They pick her up. They carry her. She'll be like, are you sure you can handle this? And they're like, shut. They say it nicely, but like, shut up. Yeah, we got this. You know. And I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it. So that's my enthusiasm for the week. Did I start book one on Sunday, maybe Monday, mm-hmm. and it's Wednesday, and I'm on book three. I finished book two this morning before I got out of bed. Started book three before I got out of bed. When I realized that we were dealing with the tech issue and it was like a stop-start, I couldn't really like sink into any work thing and focus. I went, oh, I guess I'll just read. halfway through.
While I'm pulling the little hair I have out over here. You're sitting there reading smut. Okay.
I am reading about all the different ways all the different characters are getting railed. Yes, yes, I am. And the angst and the drama part, like the conflict and the plot and all that. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm suffering from tech angst.
Yeah, but you're not suffering from blue balls. And at this point, if you are, it is your own fault. You're welcome. We've been frisky the past few days.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, nothing will remind you that you were not as young as you once were. Okay, so was it Sunday night? It was Sunday night, wasn't it? We had a long day Sunday. We did a whole bunch of work, right? That was Sunday we did that.
Yeah, we washed the cars. We
washed the dog. We
washed
but,
the
like,
dog, did some pressure washing.
This was all stuff that took some amount of movement and some amount of energy, and by the end of the day we were exhausted. So somebody had him a little smoky smoke, somebody else had her a little gummy. We were feeling no pain. The gummies loosened my inhibitions so much that I'm like, I'm down to whatever, to fuck, to whatever. I'm looser. It is great. So we are kind of being all sweet with one another on the couch, and I'm so that type of person that cannot verbalize what I want, that I'm like, if I just keep pushing my ass in his hand in a certain way, hopefully he will get the point. And then I realized, wait, he knows me so well. He knows what the fuck I'm doing. This is not a confusing thing to him. But also he's, in your own way, very quietly reminding me who's in charge. So I'm like pushing my ass into his hand, like, touch me here. And he's like, actually, I guess I'll touch you over here now. So then I settled down and went, okay. He's in charge. He'll just do whatever. Well, it could have just been a sweet moment on the couch until we went to bed. And I flash all my junk at him? Yes, I did. Shamelessly. And so then we got into, like, what's the word I want? Like, the sport of fuckery. Like, it was very physical. We do our thing. I'm not going into details. Some of y'all really don't want that, and it's fine. Mm-hmm. We do our thing. We collapse at, like, right after midnight. We're like, oh my God, we're so tired. We wake up Monday morning just a few hours later, like, we're hungover, mm-hmm. and we were physically, like, impaired. The rest of the muscles hurt. We were moving, like, real stiff.
Popping anti-inflammatories like candy.
I was like, I mean, we could blame it on the work we did outside, mm-hmm. but I really think it was the fuckery that pushed us over the edge. Like, I think we would have been tired the next day, but I don't think we would have, like, been bent over double. Like, I cannot physically move my body. Part of me wants to go, I'm too old for this shit, but I refuse to ever be too old for this shit. I will just take my sore body and live with it. And then we were so sore the next night, we kind of were feeling it, and then we went, no.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
No.
We need sleep.
So then last night, we didn't, because somebody wanted to sleep. But I did finally verbalize a little bit. I was rewarded for using my words, saying, let that be a lesson to any submissive who finds it hard to verbalize what you want.
You almost didn't get it because you didn't listen to what I said to do.
I don't even remember anymore.
I told you to get in bed, and you wouldn't get in bed. You just sat there and whined.
I know.
You came real close, real goddamn close to missing out on anything just for not doing what I said.
Because I didn't think I was going to get what I wanted. And I worried. If anybody wondered what it's like to have an anxious.
Remember that thing that you say? Just do what daddy says. You need to take that to heart.
Look, I give great fucking advice. I don't listen to a word of it. Okay? It's right up there with, I'll say the things, whatever needs to be said, and I'll mean every word of them in this episode. In 10 minutes after we stop recording, I will not remember a word I said. I'm not actually listening to myself, okay? I mean, it's one of those times I'm actually present and in the moment. In the moment that I'm saying a thing, I'm listening to myself. Mm. But after I've said it, it's gone. It's gone. I need y'all to, like, we have to record it or I wouldn't know it existed. And I need y'all to hold it in your memory banks, which y'all, many of y'all do way better. There will be people who comment on something that's like literal years old.
I know.
And they're like, well, I disagree with you because blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, fuck, I don't even know what the fuck I said. I'm going to need y'all to, like, when you comment on old shit, tell me the timestamp so I can go back and listen to what I said. Gosh. Contact sports. That was the expression I was trying to think of earlier. Thank you, Cody, for that. Yeah. Mm. You know, it's not that I forget that kinky fuckery can be very physical. Obviously, mm-hmm. it can be very mental. But, like, when we start playing, I'm working out here. And I just forget that until we're done. And I'm like, oh, my God, my muscles ache. Why do my muscles ache? And I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a contact sport.
So what it comes down to, we need to move more.
Well, we've been saying that. We've been saying that.
Yeah.
We have a handy dandy excuse for why we don't. I'm not. I think it's a valid excuse. But yeah. No, it's been. We've been a lot chiller with one another.
Yeah.
Definitely more relaxed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had our annual checkup, which we actually do every 6 months now that we're both mm-hmm. on like 85 fucking meds, and we go in and we were tired still. I think we were still recovering from Sunday night, even though it was Tuesday, and we didn't have much to say. We really just wanted her to, like, refill our prescriptions, please.
Yeah.
And she's like, so y'all, and they take us together. We are freaking frack. They mm-hmm. if they see one, they're looking for the other. It's weird to them if I show up for an appointment and I don't have him with me, whatever. Mm-hmm. We're each other's emotional support spouse. Our blood pressure is down when we're together. Yeah. Our heart rates are lower when we're together. It's just, we're good for one another. And so we're not saying a lot, and they're not asking a lot. And they're like, okay, anything you want to discuss? We're like, nah. Mm-hmm. How are your meds working? Good. Your numbers look good. Okay. And then the doctor and her nurse, they were like, you're easy ones today. And I'm like, that's not something people would normally say about us.
Right.
Okay. I didn't say that, but I was thinking it really loud. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're just like, can I just have my blood pressure medicine and my happy pills? Like, I just don't stand in the way of those medications, please.
Yeah. Yeah. But,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's hot in here.
It is.
Is it me, or is it the excitement, like we're all amped up, or is it the room?
I think it's you.
It's always me.
Because before we started, I lowered the AC.
Did you? I'm not feeling it. I have finally graduated in my perimenopause journey to the fan next to the bed. It's not on full blast, but that's because I got one that labeled itself on the box 30% more amplified, something, something, whatever the fuck, I didn't care. I put it on the, like, the middle setting, and it's set back like 5 or 6 feet from the bed, and it's I'm sleeping in a wind tunnel. I am not uncomfortable at night. I think it needs to travel with me. I think maybe I need to bring it in here. And for the summer, I might. Let's be real. It gets hot in here. But I have not gotten used to having that it's loud. That loud fan has white noise yet. When I wake up, like, middle of the night, all I hear is a fan, and I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah, I'm grateful because I take my Bionics off when I go to sleep.
His hearing aids, if y'all don't know.
And I don't notice it.
I know. That was the thing I was checking. He gets cold when I don't get cold, and he can't hear without his hearing aids. So we tried one night the fan in one spot, and it blasted me in the face all night. I did not mind, but it didn't get the rest of my body. And I was like, okay, can you hear it? He's like, no, I can't fucking hear shit. I'm like, okay, you who get cold real easy, can you feel it? He's like, no, you block it. I'm like, okay. The next night I tried it in a different spot, and that was actually a better spot, got more of me. And we had to go through the same thing. I was like, okay, can you hear? He's like, you know I can't hear. I'm like, yeah, I gotta check. And I was like, can you feel it? Are you getting cold? He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay. I need you to understand this will probably be running in winter. I'm just saying. I'm in love with it. It's loud as fuck. I'm ready for my brain to recognize it as white noise in the middle of the night, but... Yeah, Diaz Penny's talking about fans that go around your neck. I have seen those. For me, with how I am about things with my neck, I worry that would be a sensory nightmare.
Yeah.
I would have to try it without buying it first to see, okay, can I even handle something touching my neck like this? But, yeah, I walk around hot, just hot. And now it's summer in Florida, or it's not summer, it's spring in Florida, and it's warm already. And I just don't like it. Anyway, I've rambled, as I usually do.
As you do.
I do. I got nothing.
No, I've been, just been working, doing all my shop stuff.
I've been completely unable to focus for about 2 weeks, and I am way behind because I can't focus.
It's great. And that's pretty much it for me. Just working.
Yeah, you have been working. Yeah. You've been bringing me all kinds of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Creating more work for me.
Yeah.
But I can't focus on anything.
I'll give you something to focus on.
Mm-mm. Okay. I'm here for that.
Yeah, you might not like it.
There is a point in time when I just like being the focus of your attention. I might dislike what is happening. There's that sliver of me that's like, look, he's paying attention to me. I'm special. Is that sick and twisted? We're fucking married. Yes, I know. Okay. I like being the and I'm using this word purposely. I like being the object of desire.
Mm-hmm.
That might be my exhibitionism. That might be my need for external validation. I don't know. It might be both. And sometimes, even when I desperately don't want the sensation or to think that you're annoyed with me, I do like being the center of your focus.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know that all of your attention is on me. Until I don't like how it feels anymore, then I want it to stop. Or if it's because you're mad at me and it's not a good girl moment. I don't like that one. I don't like that one. When you're bemused, when you're not annoyed, and when you're amused, you do all kinds of shit. But when you're kind of bemused, you're like, okay. I'm going to give you something, but it's not what you're actually thinking you want.
Right.
I still like being the focus. DS Bunny's asking about sending back packaging from the Kinkery. I'm glad you like your cane. That was a beautiful cane. And no, the by the time all of this, your packaging, if you were to send your packaging back to recycle for us to reuse it, by the time it gets back to us, it's so beat up, I would never send it because the Postal Service has no respect for packaging. I would probably not reuse it. We try to use things that not all of them, but most of them can be recycled. So like the brown paper that we wrap packages mm-hmm. up with, that can be recycled. The box can be recycled. The tape, technically it's paper, it should be, but it has a material in it, so I'm not sure. And then of course the bubble wrap, you can't recycle, I know. But we try to make most of our packaging like actually recyclable, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you, it's kind. If you were to send it back to us, it would come back in such rough mm-hmm. shape. Such rough shape. So. Okay. Okay. Mm. I think we're going to go. I did not eat lunch. Everything got pushed back because the recording issues.
The technical difficulty, yep.
So I ate a handful of jelly beans to get the quick burst of energy from the sugar, but I did not eat actual lunch. And I have a book calling my name.
Mm-hmm.
So I should eat lunch and read my book.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I got stuff to do.
Yeah, because you're more productive than me. Because mm-hmm. I cannot focus. It's gone. It's bad. Anyway, we're going to go.
All right.
Could I be here and chit-chat all day?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, I could. Yes, I could. Nobody wants that. Okay, we're going to go. Right. Thanks for sticking with mm-hmm. us until the bitter end. And we will see y'all later.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.